You will hear part of an interview with a roller coaster enthusiast called Steve Muir. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
I'm talking today to Steve Muir, who's passionate about roller coasters. Steve, tell us what first got you interested.
Well, I remember as a small boy looking up at this huge wooden construction shaped like a wave, hearing the clicking of the chain as it pulled the cars to the top of the lift hill, then the riders screaming their heads off as they hurtled round, and the whooshing noise of the train as it hurried by. There was a kind of music to it all, and it made me think, I want to do that one day.
And now that you do it, what is it about roller coasters that gives you your biggest thrill?
Oh, it has to be the feeling of weightlessness you have when your whole body gets lifted up and there's nothing for a while but air between you and the seat. Airtime, it's called, and it's what coaster fans look for in rides and expect them to have.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, it can be quite frightening the first time you experience it. But you've got over-the-shoulder restraints or lap bars to hold you in, so you're not going to fly off.
Glad to hear it. Now, you travel a long way to go on roller coasters, don't you?
Yes, I do. I was in the States this summer, actually, on a roller coaster coach tour. I was supposed to be going on a beach holiday, but I was told by a friend who'd already booked for the tour that someone had dropped out. They'd had their visa application turned down, I think, and I jumped at the chance. I knew that if I didn't apply that same day, someone else would get the place. These tours are really popular.
And what did the tour consist of? Where did you go?
We all met up in New York, and from there we went to New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, stopping at theme parks along the way. The first park of the trip, Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, was out of this world. They've got some brilliant roller coasters, and they opened just for us before the general public were allowed in, and then stayed open after everyone else had left.
So it was a long day.
That's right. But it gave us loads of time to try out all the rides. That day I discovered El Toro, probably my favourite ever wooden coaster, and one of the fastest. You travel at over 70 miles an hour, and there's airtime on almost every hill. But what made it for me was at the end of the day, when the ride operators turned off all the lights, so we could hardly see as we went round. It was great! I rode it about 15 times altogether, and I only ever got off to change places.
And do you have a favourite steel roller coaster?
Oh, yes. Maverick in Cedar Point, the last park on our American tour. The first drop's around 35 metres, which is not much by today's standards. But height can be deceptive. Maverick is very fast-paced, and there's an intensity that lasts from start to finish, with sudden changes of direction that catch you by surprise. It's definitely a coaster you have to learn to ride, and the more I rode it, the more I liked it.
So, what now? Do you have any further trips planned?
Well, I've got to travel to Abu Dhabi for work soon, so I'll be going on Formula Rossa again when I'm there, the fastest roller coaster in the world. People complain about the queues, but the last time I went, the longest I had to wait was about 10 minutes. I was only going to stay for a morning, but because it was empty, I made the most of it, and it was dark when I left. Anyway, most of the park's covered, so if I do have to queue, I'll be out of the heat.
Well, good luck with that, Steve.